looking out my window on a steady drying Stansted. The rains are now going away, and I hope that stays that way all the way into Austria. Sat next to me at the moment is a motorcycle rider who rides an unusual bike, a GasGas, a trials bike. What's your name?
My name's Roger Williams, and yes, you're right, I ride a Spanish-built GasGas. They do trials bikes and off-road enduro bikes.
What are you doing in Austria?
I'm travelling today to take part in the Erzberg Rodeo, which is the most extreme off-road enduro event in the world. That's at Erzberg, which is near Graz in Austria.
More hardcore than Dakar?
Yes, the organisers, their aim is to make it so difficult that nobody finishes the event at all. Last year, 1,500 people entered, and only 15 people actually finished the four-hour enduro event on the Sunday.
So what do they do? They got like snipers and rhinos?
They haven't quite organised that just yet, but everything else. No, the heat plays a big part. It's usually 30 degrees plus, but the course is over an iron ore mine. Major rocks and hill climbs, and it's just very, very severe and very, very difficult.
So, have you ever done it before?
No, this is the first time. I watched it on DVD, funny enough, last year. Got the bug by watching it, and I thought, right, bit of me, I'm going to have a go at that. So here I am, first attempt, and hopefully it's a successful first-time attempt.
So how do people not finish? Do they die? Do you like get stuck in a bog? Do their bikes break? Are they just pulled out because of points?
There's, I'm not sure about the death element, but certainly there is potential for that. There is a lot of injuries, but basically you've got 4 hours to get around the very difficult course. It's approximately 25 kilometres over the roughest terrain that the organisers can find. So it's fatigue, heat exhaustion, injuries through and bike failure, because obviously you're throwing your motorcycle at a very extreme rocky terrain, and the potential for damage is very high. So it's, you've got to negotiate yourself through the various sections of the course, and you've got 4 hours to do it. And then after 4 hours, the klaxon goes off, and whichever checkpoint you got up to, that's where you finish. As I say, 15 people finished last year only. So it's very, very tough.
So is your bike out there already?
Yeah, hopefully. Guy's taking my bike out. He set off on Saturday, so hopefully it's there waiting for me with all my equipment. So quick rundown, quick check on Thursday after the scrutineering and the all the officialdom, putting the numbers on, etc. Then a bit of a practice, and then we'll start qualifying on the Friday.
I'm guessing due to the cheap steel tube that we're sat in, you're not sponsored for this particular event.
Used to be years ago, but now that I'm old and greyer than I was, I'm 43 now, it's just purely out of my own pocket, purely just a bit of fun for me. But all the same, I'd like to finish, I'd like to be one of those 15 that finish, and that'll be a fantastic achievement for me.
Good luck, seriously, good luck. If people want to Google the race, what do they have to look for?
You have to look for erzbergrodeo.at. It's a comprehensive website, and from there you'll find out more about the competition, and also the results will be there Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Have you got your own website or blog?
I haven't as yet. I'm not quite into the old modern 21st century as yet, but I'm getting there.
So if people want to Google you?
Yeah, we'll sort something out.
So you're pretty much invisible at the moment.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, who knows? You're coming back next week, hopefully on a plane, not on a stretcher.
Indeed. I don't want to be medevaced. That's far too expensive, and I haven't budgeted for that at all.
Cheers. Good luck.
Thank you.